Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Jay Calvert is the host of the Dr. Hockey podcast, which you can find on Twitter at JayCalvertMD, a show he hosts with actor Kevin Connolly. No NFL, no NBA, Major League Baseball to find, everything NHL. You can download the Dr. Hockey podcast right now on iTunes as we say hello to Jay. What's up, man? Good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're loving the opportunity to host a Game 7 for the first time in Nashville. How awesome from afar has this series been for you?
Oh, it is. Well, I'll tell you what, it's an amazing series. It has been fun to watch. The Predators look poised. I got to say, though, the Winnipeg Jets blew it last night, didn't they? They had an opportunity to close out the Predators, and guess what? They really screwed up, and I think they're going to have a very hard time in Nashville. It looks very good for the Predators.
Well, we say that, but it's been the road team that's had some success in this series and two great home venues. We were discussing earlier, Jay, we don't know if the home crowd actually affects these players at this time in the year.
I don't know. You know, this is the thing that I notice about playoff games. It's very different than looking at it like it's a seven-game series. Every game is an individual battle, and anything can happen, and whoever jumps out in front first seems to gain the momentum, and it's very hard to come back. These teams are they're so gritty and just they don't stop. No matter what happens, how tired they are, it's a whole different level of hockey. I love watching playoffs.
Has Forsberg emerged as the difference maker in this series, the transcendent force that can just go and make something happen on his own?
Absolutely. Forsberg is playing out of his head, and he's always been capable of this. Last year in the playoffs, he did it, and he has risen to the occasion. I think he's been given the green light too to do whatever he can do to make things happen. And in these types of situations, you know, you need a lot of things to win a Stanley Cup and to win playoff games first. But you know, the big thing is you got to get somebody who's a playmaker. And right now, it is definitely Philip Forsberg.
Rank these five remaining teams, best to worst, most likely to win the cup, to least likely.
I think I hate to say it. I think the least likely to win the cup is the Vegas Golden Knights. They have been very successful. They do have a hot goalie, but they are going to run up against either the Predators and the Winnipeg Jets. And if they're able to get past them, then they're looking at Tampa Bay or the Capitals in the finals. And the Eastern Conference is brutal. I think that, you know, Tampa Bay is stacked with guys who are thirsty for the cup, and obviously Ovechkin would like to get one. So I don't think the Golden Knights can win it. I think the most likely team right now to win this cup is either the Winnipeg Jets or the Predators. And I can't decide which one because, unfortunately, they've been flip-flopping their level of play. But I think when it comes cup time, this is the team is going to come out of the West who wins the Stanley Cup.
Is it good or bad for the state of the NHL if an expansion team in year one goes on to win a Stanley Cup?
I think it's huge. I think if the Golden Knights can pull this out, and they can get there, and they can win it, it would be a Cinderella story, but it would be great for hockey. It's fantastic for the Golden Knights, great for the people of Las Vegas. But what it would say is that their system, you know, either is really magic and created a team that could compete, or it says that that hockey needs more teams and that there's room for more. And I think, you know, everyone says, oh my God, it's such a miracle that this happened. As a guy who analyzes data, I disagree. I think it was pretty predictable, depending on how you look at the expansion draft. I mean, they took the second line top guys from every single team and the second line top defensemen from every team. I mean, just take the Predators' second line and multiply it times four, and take their second line defense and multiply it times three, and tell me you want to play that team. No way.
Is it any way an indictment on the other 30 general managers in the NHL if this were to happen?
Not at all. I think it's a data game. I mean, when I was looking at this early on in the season, and you just do the, you know, kind of the money ball approach, you know, the Vegas Golden Knights got a real nice complement of players. It is not, and they've got a coach and a general manager with huge experience. Gallant is amazing. He was fired mid-season last year by the Florida Panthers. Obviously came out with a chip on his shoulder. You know, it's like a lot of things came in line. I don't think it'll happen again in Seattle, and I bet they'll change the rules a little bit, but it's not totally out of the question. I think the level of success is a shock, and it is beyond what anybody could have imagined, but they wanted a team that could compete. They got one. And it's been really fun for everybody. And the fact that they've gone this far, I mean, sometimes you've got to get those guys who are the second line guys in a position to be the first line guy so that they can do what they're really meant to do. They've got to get out from behind the Ovechkins and from out behind the Crosbys and these guys who steal all the spotlight, all the attention. And once they're given a new forum, they rise.
Jay, which team do you think Vegas prefers to play, Nashville or Winnipeg?
I think that's a great question. I think if I'm the Vegas Golden Knights right now, I would like to see the Predators win because they have a better shot against the Predators. That's not anything to point the finger at the Predators. They're not the better team or worse team, but the matchup of the Vegas Golden Knights and the Predators is better for the Golden Knights. The Winnipeg Jets are enormous. They have a size advantage over the Golden Knights that is undeniable. And over a seven-game stretch, they will shatter the bones of these small players on the Vegas Golden Knights, and it will not be fun for them. I think they want the Predators to win.
Tell us how the podcast came about and how you teamed up with Kevin Connolly to get this going.
Well, you know, it was really interesting. Speaking of the Vegas Golden Knights, I had lunch with Joe Maloof in 2015. He said, "Hey, we've sold off the Kings, and you know we're getting into hockey." And I said, "Joe, hockey—that's my thing. What do you want to know?" And I literally helped them, you know, sort of prepare how to look at Las Vegas and how to, you know, think of it as a small market team. And you know, so we spent a lot of time working on their pitch and all that. Afterwards, you know, then he said, "Oh, you got to do something with your knowledge of hockey," because they got the team, obviously. And then, you know, I obviously, you know, submitted a list of players I would pick, but and only 85% of them wound up on the team, but they missed a couple. But anyway, Joe was the guy who said, "You got to do something." And so I figured I would just start a radio show talking about what I know about hockey, and it seemed like it was a lot. And I called Kevin and I said, "Hey, will you be my first guest?" And he said, "I don't want to be your first guest. I want to host it with you." He goes, "But sometimes I got to go and I got to come back." And he goes, and so he's been in Spain for the last 4 months, and it's been disconcerting to not have him there. But he and I had so much fun with it that, you know, now I've got Jason Berkeley, who's an amazing doctor, and he's a Red Wings fan and a huge hockey fan. We're having a blast with it. So fun.
Do you guys ever talk Entourage on your show?
I think every time Kevin's on, something will come up about it. So, you know, I was telling him some story about how two of us were on a way to a meeting and this woman passed out. So two plastic surgeons show up to resuscitate this woman. And he was like, "What if I just went up there and gave it a shot?" I think this was episode five or six, something like that. And, I said, "Kevin, I think they tell you, you know, like, hey, isn't that the dude from Entourage?" And I said, "You should start telling jokes." And he was just like, no, I really want to, like, take care of people like you do." I was like, "Stick to Entourage. You're going to be better off there."
The Dr. Hockey Podcast, check it out right now on iTunes. You can also find it by following Jay on Twitter, at JayCalvertMD. Great visit, man. Great to catch up with you. We appreciate the time today.
Absolutely. Good luck to the Predators. I hope they take it down and make it into the finals.
Thank you, Jay.
See you later. Bye now.
Jay Calvert, Dr. Hockey, and he does team up with Kevin Connolly, E! From Entourage, to host that podcast every week. Check it out on iTunes.